Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS 745 now. Stephen Ted here on a Wednesday morning on KNSS. Now, three big things. Growing list of countries banning the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from airspace.
Two.
A rainy day across Kansas Tuesday. More rain and strong wind predicted for today.
One.
Wichita State University President John Bardo dead at the age of 70. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
You've got a jackknifed semi up in Newton on I-135. They've actually got I-135 shut down southbound there, directing people off of I-135. So that's southbound on I-135. That's been going on for a little while now. And now, another report, this report coming in of traffic accident northbound there in Harvey County. And they've got lanes closed northbound as well. And that's down closer to the Sedgwick County line is where that's going on. So
you're telling me that I-135 between here and Newton is a mess.
Yeah, some problems between here and I-135, between here and Newton on I-135, yeah. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy, windy, 90% chance for showers and storms today, and a high of 68 degrees. We'll have a 20% chance for rain tonight and tomorrow. The overnight low 38, Thursday's high 44, so 68 degree down to 44 tomorrow. It's going to be cooling off just a bit. Now rain, fog, 58 degrees, and we have a southeast wind gusting to 43 miles per hour. 747 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. German carmaker Volkswagen AG says it expects to shed between 5,000 and 7,000 jobs at its core brand by 2023 as a result of increasing automation of routine tasks. Robots taking over. The company said Wednesday that the Volkswagen brand can cut the posts by not recruiting, cut the cost, that is, by not recruiting replacements for employees who retire. And so it can carry out restructuring along the demographic curve. It said that at the same time, it will create some 2,000 new jobs in technical development. So different kinds of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
At Volkswagen, as they try to adjust the new age of the robots in the factories. Stocks ended the day mixed Tuesday.
A mixed day for stocks with the Dow finishing down 96 points. Both the S&P and NASDAQ finished higher. The S&P 500 ending up 8 points, the NASDAQ composite up 32. The focus today, Boeing, as the steady drip of negative news on the company's 737X Max plane continues. The EU grounding that plane, which is implicated in the crash of an Ethiopian flight last weekend. Boeing shares down 6%, while major airlines like American, United, and Southwest fell as well after the companies decided not to ground the Boeing aircraft. Meanwhile, Apple shares lifted by news that the company will unveil details of its streaming service March 25th. Shares are up 1%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Centers for Disease Control confirming 228 cases of measles across the U.S. so far in 2019. I thought measles was like smallpox, polio, and all that had gone away.
Well, it was pretty much gone for a while. But then
making a comeback.
People stopped getting inoculated, and now it's coming back.
228 cases. That totals more than half of last year's total of 372 cases, and is on pace to be the worst year since 2014 when 660 cases were reported. So it's been around a while, just not as much. New cases have popped up in 12 states, with Washington and New York reported the largest outbreak so far. The CDC says most cases have been linked to travelers returning to the U.S. from countries like Israel and Ukraine. Of course, making headlines, though, Ted, is some people who have decided not to immunize their kids. And I guess that's okay if you're frightened about the immunization for your child. And, of course, all the science is pointing against any problems there. But, you know, if you don't inoculate
if you
your kid.
If you don't get the shot, you're pretty high, much higher risk to get something like measles.
And then what happens when you go to school? You give them to the other kids.
Who haven't been inoculated.
Haven't been inoculated, or, so it can't be good. The CEO of beleaguered Wells Fargo telling Congress the bank has cleaned up its act after a series of scandals that affected millions of customers, but Democrats and some Republicans on the House Financial Services Committee are not buying it. Wells has paid billions of dollars in fines to regulators for consumer abuses in virtually every part of its business, and last year had its growth capped by the Federal Reserve. The committee chair, Maxine Waters, cited the bank's ongoing lawlessness and said its $1.9 trillion in assets was too big to manage. So Waters saying, hey, you guys are out of control. How about that?
But yet they just plug on.
They're still there.
Yeah, they've got so many assets.
Just doing fine.
Yeah.
All right, 751, Steve and Ted down. Of course, the big controversy going on over the 737 MAX. And editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Talk a little bit more about that. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Boeing company saying it has full confidence in the safety of the 737 MAX aircraft. Two of the aircraft have crashed, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia. Several countries and airlines have ordered a grounding of the aircraft, including on Tuesday the UK. So far, the Federal Aviation Administration in the U.S., obviously, has not ordered a grounding of the aircraft that has Wichita ties. 70% of the 737 airframe is made in Wichita. Meanwhile, Boeing has restarted deliveries of the KC-46A tanker to the U.S. Air Force. The deliveries came to a halt a couple of weeks ago because of tools and other debris found on the planes after the manufacturing process. The tanker was delivered to Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma Monday. Altus will get another tanker before the next one comes to McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. And Donlinger & Sons Construction will be the general contractor for the latest project at Wichita State University's X Stadium. Construction will begin later this month on the next phase of improvements to the baseball field, including a 10,000-square-foot performance facility with a locker room, a strength and conditioning center, a player's lounge, and offices for coaches and staff. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
We've been talking this morning about the legacy of John Bardo as president of Wichita State University. In my lifetime, there hasn't been a lot of partnership between universities, public and private, and businesses. In other words, didn't have a lot of business presence on the campus, things like that. But Bardo saw it a different way. And is that
he definitely had a vision. And as soon as he got into the presidency at WSU, he began to implement some of his vision, including the Innovation Campus and the involvement of local companies like Spirit AeroSystems and, of course, the involvement of WSU Tech and bringing that into the fold of WATC, into the fold of Wichita State. So, yeah, he had a vision, and he began quickly to implement that vision.
During one of the conversations, interviews I had with him, he talked about the fact that this partnership between public or education and private business and so forth is not something that's new. He says it's been happening in other parts of the world. It just hadn't happened in Kansas till he got here and he saw that what was going on and said that was the way to go. And I'll tell you what, I have to say it's the campus is a little more exciting than it's been over the past 30 or 40 years,
Certainly, you know, he was only there for 6.5 years.
Yeah.
And you look at how that campus has changed so much, you know, with the Shocker Hall over by Cessna Stadium, the new dormitory in the Innovation Campus and the involvement of companies over there, and there'll be some retail, hotel, things
right,
like that.
Right.
Drastic change.
And he'd been here since, he'd been at the university since 2012 as president. Of course, he'd been a professor there before. Now, turning to the 737, what's the company thinking? There's not enough evidence. Of course, we've had two accidents recently, but just coincidence, or is there really something going on there?
Well, the company is saying that we believe it's safe. There are software changes, apparently, according to our aviation reporter Daniel McCoy, software changes being made to the system for the 737. That's going out, and they're giving more instruction to pilots on how to react if this sensor. Apparently, it's a sensor that's a stall sensor that is triggering this.
Well, we've got the Fox News and Network, some of them reporting now that there are some lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are screaming, ground that plane, ground it now.
Yeah. The pressure's on, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
If the U.K. does it, the European Union says we're going to ground this plane. Mm. Boy, the pressure's on to do it in the U.S. too.
Today is National Good Samaritan Day.
Good.
A day for unselfish actions to help those in need and to celebrate kindness. Of course, the term Good Samaritan comes from the Bible parable about the Samaritan who helped the stranger who'd been robbed and beaten and left to die by the side of the road, and the Good Samaritan came along, and the Samaritan in that part of the world was not a good thing to be. It was, as I understand it, they were kind of second or low-class people, supposedly. Samaritan came along and picked this person up and took him and got them their wounds taken care of and put them in an inn and paid for everything and said, left some money with him and set a good example for all of us, okay?
We need more good Samaritans, that's for sure.
All right, Good Samaritan Day. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We will have the latest on that controversy surrounding the Boeing 737, Boeing MAX 8. Ted has sports coming up as well, right, Ted?
Sure. We'll look at Shocker baseball action yesterday, getting the Big 12 men's basketball tournament started today up in Kansas City. That's all coming up in sports in a few minutes.
Plus entertainment, use the blur.
Yes, we'll cap off your world of entertainment. And, of course, the big, huge Bachelor finale last night. Steve McIntosh can't wait for entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
The Bachelor finale. That's coming up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
We got some good audio.
We got traffic and weather coming up as well here in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.